Are you coming to the train led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you come into the train where brave men called out for a wall built by crane. Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you come into the train where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain. Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to your train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
So, you know, either get on the train or, you know, who cares?
So what's your experience in front of the world?
Well, I design, I do wreaths, I do all types of decorations.
And you like this building?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
So here's what I'm going to do. There's the man. Stand right over here.
Oh, my God.
If we can make a good deal in the salary, she's going to probably have a job, okay? All right, good. Have a good time. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. Good. Thank you. So nice.
Way deep down south, yo, we play this game. Get some quads and DJs, and yo, we call it the train. So if you wanna ride the thing, just come on down this train. We gonna run, Lord, this jump on board. Get your next to kin, your sister and your friend. Pack up that choo-choo, ride on this choo-choo. And boo, you need to stop faking and come on with me. I wanna take you home with me, to be alone with me. And I can see you wanna hide it. Come on.
to Dr. Johnny, and this is the Master Survivor Show. It's time to get on the Trump train. And I just want you to know, folks, today it's been over 57 years since the JFK assassination. And on this show, I will tell you the Sidney Powell connection. That's right. Yes, there is a connection between the JFK assassination and Sidney Powell, and you're going to hear it on this show. And you'll be shocked, but fear not, everyone. We are winning, and we're taking our country back. This is our 1775 moment. Just like just like Washington, once again, we're crossing the frozen river on Christmas to catch drunk Hessians in their camps. We are marching on to victory. Nothing can stop what's coming. The Great Reset will become the Great Awakening. The Great Reset turned out to be the great rebranding of the New World Order, and that stinks to high heaven. The Great Awakening turns out to be the Aquarian Spring uprising with the spirit of freedom and opportunity of, by, and for all peoples of Earth. This is the epic battle of good and evil for the future of the earth and the future of our country. The 2020 election rigged, and the rigging and the fraud and the deep state, it just went way too far. Now, just to get you up to speed, Trainor, who is the chairman of the Federal Election Commission, the FEC, stated during an appearance on Newsmax that he does not believe there is voter fraud taking place, widespread, and confirmed that the refusal to allow poll watchers to observe the ballot counting process, among numerous other irregularities, does indeed constitute an illegitimate election. So I want Ken to get this next video ready, video one, and I want you to hear what Sidney Powell has to say. She's one of the Trump attorneys and on the Trump team. And Ken, when you get ready, play that video one.
Breaking news now. Dominion voting systems say they categorically deny any and all of President Trump's claims that their voting machines caused any voter fraud in key swing states or electoral fraud. But reports contradict that claim. In 2016, a senior executive at Dominion told the Illinois State Board of Elections that it is possible to bypass their election system software. Here's what the vice president of engineering at Dominion at that time, Eric Coomer, told the board during a meeting in good old Cook County.
No, we are not allowed to do routine updates without having to go through a recertification effort, but we do routinely give guidance on how to best secure systems. And also going back again to the final mitigation against all of this is a robust auditing and canvassing process, which all of our jurisdictions have implemented.
Coomer said no updates can be done without recertification, as you heard. Mr. Coomer's assurances of a secure system, however, are contradicted by the fact that various vendors, election officials, and others reportedly can access the voting machine code without an update being required. And we know that there were updates on those machines a day before the election. Well, joining us tonight is Sidney Powell, a member of President Trump's legal team, General Flynn's defense attorney, a great American and prominent appellate lawyer. Great to have you with us, Sidney. Let's start with Dominion. A straight out disavowal of any claim of fraud against the company, its software or machines. Your reaction?
Well, I can hardly wait to put forth all the evidence we have collected on Dominion, starting with the fact it was created to produce altered voting results in Venezuela for Hugo Chavez and then shipped internationally to manipulate votes for purchase in other countries, including this one. It was funded by money from Venezuela and Cuba, and China has a role in it also. So if you want to talk about foreign election interference, we certainly have it now. We have staggering statistical evidence. We have staggering testimony from witnesses, including one who was personally in briefings when all of this was discussed and planned, beginning with Hugo Chavez and how it was designed there, and then saw it happening in this country. As soon as the state shut down on election night and stopped counting, those are the states where the most egregious problems occurred. We also need to look at, and we're beginning to collect evidence on the financial interests of some of the governors and secretaries of state who actually bought into the Dominion systems, surprisingly enough. Hunter Biden-type graft to line their own pockets by getting a voting machine in that would either make sure their election was successful or they got money for their family from it.
Well, that's straightforward. It may take, you're going to have to be quick to go through and to produce that investigation and the results of it. The December deadlines are approaching for electors, and just as we saw in 2000 with Bush v. Gore, how critical are those deadlines, and how urgent does that make your investigation and discovery?
Well, for fraud this serious, I think even if the states are stupid enough to go ahead and certify the votes where we know the machines were operating and producing altered election results, if they're stupid enough to do that, then they will be set aside by the fraud also. I mean, we are talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. President Trump won this election in a landslide. It's going to be irrefutable, and patriots are coming forward every day, all day, faster than we can collect their information with the testimony they're willing to give under oath about how their votes were stolen and how the machines operated. They were updated the night of the election, sometimes after the election. We've got statistical evidence that shows hundreds of thousands of votes being just put in and replicated. There needs to be a massive criminal investigation, and it's going to affect millions of voters and elections.
With these allegations, these charges, is the FBI already carrying out an investigation of these voting companies where their servers are domiciled? And in at least three instances, we know they're in foreign countries. Tell us where the Justice Department is in all of this.
I wish I knew. I'm not on the inside, so I'm not privy to that information. I know that even Democratic senators and congresspeople for years have reported problems with this system to the FBI and to the government, and nobody's done a blooming thing about it. The people in the election security part of Department of Homeland Security need to be fired yesterday. They're absolutely ridiculous. Of course, Chris Wray needs to be fired, too, because the only FBI interview of any witness was to intimidate him and try to get him to change his truthful testimony 4 hours by an anti-Trump FBI agent. They still have politics infecting the FBI instead of just following the law. We are on the precipice of this is essentially a new American revolution. And anybody who wants this country to remain free needs to step up right now. These are federal felonies. Altering a vote or changing a ballot is a federal felony. People need to come forward now and get on the right side of this issue and report the fraud they know existed in Dominion voting systems, because that's what it was created to do. It was its sole original purpose. It has been used all over the world to defy the will of people who wanted freedom.
Cindy, at the outset of this broadcast, I said that this is the culmination of what has been over a four-year effort to overthrow this president, to first deny his candidacy, election, but then to overthrow his presidency. This looks like the effort to carry out an end game in the effort against him. Do you concur?
Oh, absolutely. And it's been organized and conducted with the help of Silicon Valley people, the big tech companies, the social media companies, and even the media companies. And I'm going to release the Kraken.
Well, good, because this is an extraordinary and such a dangerous moment in our history. I really am very concerned.
You heard what she said. She's going to release the Kraken, and the Kraken is actually a Department of Defense-run cyber warfare program that tracks and hacks various other systems to acquire evidence of nefarious actions by the deep state. Now, folks, just know that it's not just Dominion, it's not just Softmatic, it's not just Seidel. There's all these different systems that have been applied to have voter fraud, to apply to have surveillance on people, and these same systems have been counting the COVID numbers. So we got fake votes, we got fake COVID numbers, all from the same software that they are using, like the World Health Organization, use the same counting system that they did to defraud our election. And so I just want you to know, when she said she's going to release the Kraken, this is a cyber warfare program that tracks and hacks various other systems to acquire evidence of nefarious actions by the deep state. Trump loyalists in the Air Force, the Space Command, and now in certain sectors of the Department of Defense, and even the NSA have all gathered the evidence of voter fraud and election-related treason. Trump has all of this now, and what they're going to use against the enemies of America very soon. And Sidney Powell spoke to Howie Carr on Friday and told him that the Trump team has evidence of over 7 million votes stolen from the president and 10 million illegal votes cast and given to Biden. In addition, there are several million votes cast by dead people. Hello? There are photos of checks proving that people were paid off. They also have witnesses fearing for their lives, and they're putting them on witness protection because they have seen all this, so they got the evidence. So Sidney Powell says the FBI should be moved on, should move on all this immediately, and all the voting machines should have been impounded. The software should have been secured and examined. Now, folks, nothing can stop what's coming. The Trump administration has created a new department within the Department of Homeland Security called the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, and it sees our critical infrastructure as a matter of national security, and part of that infrastructure involves the security of our elections. Now, let me just tell you, I told you that 50 years ago today that President John F. Kennedy was shot, and that number 57 should be very meaningful to you after this show. And what I'm going to be talking to you about is what they set up as far as you heard that the Department of Defense, the Secretary of Defense, had to step down. And now they have a new stand-in. His name is Christopher Miller, and he's standing in as the Secretary of Defense because Asper had to step down. He was fired. And basically what Trump did is he put into place what President Kennedy put into place called the National Security Action Memorandum 55, 56, and 57. So we're coming close to the break, and if I don't get to all this, I will cover it on the next short segment. But this is very significant. Know that the Defense Department Secretary was fired, and we have a new stand-in, and I'll be right back with those details. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is Dr. Johnny. This is Dr. Johnny, and you're listening to The Master Survivor. And I've got a couple of my soldier friends on. One of them is Special Forces, and if you didn't already know this, I know that to one of them we talked about this. You know about Ezra Cohen Wozniak. He's the Undersecretary of Defense, and he works directly with the Special Ops. He now answers directly to Christopher Miller, who's the acting Secretary of Defense. And the reason that's changed, it was before where Special Ops had to report to the CIA and various other things. But because of the Memorandum 55, 56, and 57 that President John F. Kennedy wrote up and put into place, and you've heard all those stories about, how Kennedy wanted to eliminate the CIA. Well, it was from Memorandum 55, 56, and 57, because what those memorandums did is that made the CIA simply an intelligence gathering department only. They, you know, no other operations. They didn't do anything else. They only gathered intelligence, and that was their only function based on those memorandums that he put in place. And shortly after he put those memorandums in place, within a very short amount of time, 4 or 5 months or whatever, he was shot and killed. And so when you hear a lot of people say, well, he wanted to get rid of the CIA, so that was his doom. Well, it's true. So it was already in place, but it never was enforced because, hey, you know, Kennedy was shot, and he's the one that wrote it. But guess what? As of this Thursday, President Donald Trump has initiated and put into place and made effective Memorandum 55, 56, and 57. Okay? Now, this is the National Security Action Memorandum. So what this does is it allows, like, the Undersecretary of Defense, who works directly with the special ops, okay, reports directly to the Secretary of Defense, directly. Special ops don't take orders from anybody else except the Department of Defense through the Undersecretary. In this case, is our Cohen Wozniak, and he reports directly to right now it's Christopher Miller, the acting Secretary of Defense. And of course, you know, that acting secretary and secretaries, all the secretaries report directly to the president. So in essence, Trump has at his fingertips the special ops anytime he wants. It's at a moment's notice. So it's going to be a whole new ball game. And of course, it really has changed things as far as the CIA, which the special ops call clowns in action, because all, you know, when you look at the, you know, whether it's 9/11, it's got CIA written all over it. The Kennedy assassination, it's got CIA written all over it. You look at the fake election and all these voter fraud and machines and software, it's got CIA written all over it. You look at the COVID pandemic, and, you know, they're using the same machines to count the COVID numbers for the World Health Organization. It's got the CIA written all over it, because of all these stupid things that come out. They just do anything they want. They don't even think if it's logical or not. If they decide they want to do something, oh, yeah, we'll do that, and we'll run up those drugs, and we'll make a whole bunch of money here and put this guy out of power and assassinate that. They just do anything they want. That's why the special ops call them the clowns in action. But those days are over. And, you know, we're going to prove with the Trump's legal team that the election was rigged beyond a shadow of a doubt. And Sidney Powell's right in the middle of that with, you know, Joe DeGeneva and Rudy Giuliani and the rest of his legal team. And I'm going to bring on more of his legal team to talk about this. And it's really, really significant. And I'm going to tell you the connection that Sidney Powell, because this is personal with her, getting our country back and, you know, getting this voter fraud exposed. This is personal, and all based, you know, this is the 57th year since Trump, you know, since Kennedy was assassinated. So Trump activated National Security Action Memorandum 57 to basically put the CIA out of their business that they've been doing for the last 40, 50 years with all these regime changes. That's what's coming in, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
To Dr. Johnny, and this is the Master Survivor, the show that brings you the truth about our world and ways to get around it, ways to get on top of it, ways to get our country back, ways to get your health back and under your control. And you know, this whole Memorandum 57 that was reenacted and put into place by President Donald Trump is going to put special forces under his direct command, because it's right under the command of the Department of Defense. And of course, all the department secretaries report directly to the president. So we're going to have a whole different ball game, because when this all hits and you know, Trump does win, folks, I'm telling you, it's going to be really rough. But you know, if Antifa or somebody comes up, you know, and starts causing all kinds of problems, well, Trump, under just with picking up the phone within minutes, can get special forces right on the spot, Johnny on the spot, right on the money to stop any of the violence that would come about. So it's going to be a different ball game, folks. And, you know, the left doesn't like, they're sore losers. And I'm telling you, they've been trained and entrained and mind-controlled into hating Donald Trump. Hate, 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 you know? And the fact that if he becomes president again, they're absolutely not going to be able to handle it. And just to be part of the whole pulling the system and causing more chaos, because see, if they can't get their way, their whole entrainment is to cause chaos and trouble, and so you're going to see some crazy stuff. I'm warning you right now, in the next 2 or 3 or 4 weeks from now, you're going to see people setting themselves on fire, saying, Trump should not be our president. Look what he made me do. And they'll set themselves on fire and have people video it and all. They're going to have, you know, they're going to be some crazy stuff to get your attention, because they feel like, you know, that they're right and that we're all wrong. And since we're wrong and we won and now Trump's president again, oh my God. And you'll have people slitting their throat in front of a bunch of people and being filmed to shock the world, because that's all they got left is fear and shock and disturbance, because they can't win. They're crooks, and they've trained all their followers to be psychopaths and just psychotic. So they'll pull anything. I'm warning you. Just know that that's coming, okay? That's really going to be coming. And it's not going to be pretty, but it's just going to be something that our country's just going to have to go through. Because, you know, for example, this Dominion software company, they were caught. And it was created by the Chavez administration in Venezuela to keep getting him back in office. But, you know, all of a sudden, you know, just 2 or 3 days after the election, when it was discovered that there were some improprieties and maybe some software glitches, you know, Dominion offices closed in Canada. And of course, they move and shut down in Denver as well. The Smartmatic people aren't anywhere to be found. The Seidel people, you know, they captured one of their servers over in Germany. All of our votes were being put up into the cloud. It's not even in our country, folks, with this software. I mean, think about that. We're electing our president, and our votes don't even stay in the country. They go outside of the country, into the cloud, into servers, and then that's changed, just like Chavez did, just like they did in Argentina. And, you know, people are being paid off all along the way to make sure that was in place. So outside of the ballots showing up in the landfills across the country, the tens of thousands of Pennsylvania ballots being returned on an earlier date than they were sent out, you know, and many other abuses stemming from the farce, mail-in ballots, and frauds perpetrated by the U.S. Post Office, that's been corrupted too. That's been caught. Our elections were woefully hacked, and therefore we shouldn't be surprised, you know, when Reuters and, you know, published a report, Chris Krebs, chief of CISA, expects to be fired shortly. Of course, the assistant director, Brian S. Ware, had also stepped down, and it's emerged that much of our digital vote tabulation contracting out of the country, just like I said, by private companies. You know, one's called Seidel, and that's based in Barcelona, Spain, and has servers in Germany and Serbia. And it's been, I've been hearing about Seidel since August, when I first saw the Shadowgate documentary by Millie Weaver, you know, with segments that played by, you know, and it just showed how it all makes sense now that the elections happen and we see all the fraud. Everything in that film, if you hadn't seen Shadowgate, you should go back and look at it, because it all makes sense to you now. So Seidel's one of the most notorious outsourced companies for elections with regular election voting machine problems, and they tabulated our election results in the cloud servers in Europe. Yes, from servers outside the United States. That gives me the creeps. So, you know, in 2014, Seidel had field offices in Kiev, Ukraine, to promote and provide election training and election management for Ukrainian election commissioners as part of Obama's aid package to Ukraine. which corresponds with Joe Biden's billion-dollar loan guarantee scandal that came from the same aid package. This is all tied to George Soros and the Atlantic Council, who have been deciding Americans' policies for decades now. So it's clear that the election antics that we're seeing is closely tied to same State Department / Atlantic Council criminals who gave us the fake impeachment, the fake dossier, the fake COVID pandemic, the fake 9/11 attack. Even though it was an attack in the building, but all the reasons and the ways it happened were all wrong. Just like this, it's got CIA written all over it, and all these acting players, they live in Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, all these active players, they all live in Hunter Biden's laptop. It's all there. So Newsmax is reporting that the Allied Security Systems, a cybersecurity firm, has found that your votes are stored in Seidel servers in Germany as well as in Serbia and Spain and other countries with malware, Trojans called Quatsnatch is embedded in the source code to change the votes and databases at will, whenever they want. So they can change it. They can make, 4% goes to Biden, only 1% goes to Trump. They can change it any way they want. And it was found that they can go in and change the data with Quatsnatch, and they can change the votes and backdate previous data, to hide the changes so it's, Thursday morning, Trump tweeted out that Dominion voting system has about 40% of the share of the digital voting platforms used in the elections. And so on the report, Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. And data analysis finds that 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden, and over 941,000 Trump votes were deleted. And so states using Dominion voting system switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden. Now, of course, if you look at his Twitter, they say, well, this is disputed, So they either delete his tweets or they put this little phrase down at the bottom in big blue letters. This claim has been disputed. This is right on the president's Trump feed. So I want to bring in, I want Ken to get video two. I want to hear how Sidney Powell explains the Dominion voting system. Ken, if you can, play video two.
Folks, we got some news out of Michigan, and this could be very significant from the Detroit. Well, actually, we'll go to Jenna Ellis first. Breaking this evening, the County Board of Canvassers in Wayne County, Michigan, refused to certify the election results. If the state board follows suit, the Republican state legislator will select the electors. Huge win for Donald Trump. Very, very interesting. They found major problems with, let's see here, absentee voting precincts didn't match the number of ballots cast. The imbalances between August and November are not an exact comparison, but look, there's a lot here, and we've got the perfect person, Sidney Powell, standing by, member of President Trump's legal team. Sidney, welcome, and I know you've been handling a lot of the Georgia situation and Dominion, but your reaction to the situation in Michigan, please.
Well, that's an excellent development, and I would expect the entire Michigan board to reject the counts from the ballots. The election could not have been more rigged than it was, and I think it also affected the race of Senator John James. The same patterns fall there. We're still doing statistical analysis of that race, but the math just doesn't add up for anything, and we know Dominion has a long history of rigging elections. That's what it was created to do to begin with. We've introduced the affidavit of a person who worked with Maduro, a high-ranking military officer who saw it all happen and explained how it worked. And it's out for the public to see on my Twitter feed at Sidney Powell #1. So don't tell me there's no evidence of fraud. We've got increasingly mounting evidence of significant fraud across multiple states that casts into question the validity of the elections in every swing state, including Nevada and Arizona and Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia. And it went beyond that, too.
You know, regarding Dominion, you've raised this, and we saw the letter last night. People like Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar have raised significant concerns about Dominion. Now they're trying to make it seem like a right-wing, wacko conspiracy concern, even though people like PBS were raising serious issues about Dominion just before the election. I heard you say today, Dominion, the software was actually designed to be hacked, and I'm looking at one of the agreements they had with the county of Santa Clara on this is a contract between them and Dominion. Item 226 allows staff to adjust tally based on review of scanned ballot images. Look, you're the lawyer. I'm no tech expert, but that sounds very, very funky to me.
And worse than that, it had a back door so it could be manipulated by anyone who could access it through that back door. And that was a deliberate feature. The affidavit of the young military officer we provided yesterday to the public explains how it was created for that very purpose. So Hugo Chavez would never lose another election. And he did not after that software was created. He won every single election. And then they exported it to Argentina and other countries in South America. And then they brought it here. And it's a foreign company, no matter how you look at it. So they've already violated the president's order against foreign interference in our elections. Our votes were actually eventually counted in Barcelona, Spain, or Frankfurt, Germany on foreign servers. It's absolutely stunning. And what's really stunning is the effort that is being mounted against getting the truth out on this. But you have to realize that every tech company, every media company, every social media company, scads of globalist corporations have been doing business in countries with these dictators that have been installed through this rigged election system for decades. The corruption is actually worldwide. It is going to upset a countless number of elections across this country and around the world.
All right.
But we need do that to get rid of the corruption.
It does make a lot of sense now how Joe Biden campaigned, i.e. not campaigning. Their team seemed to know something. If this is true about Dominion, and I suspect it is, by the way, so we have these concerns. You've got your whistleblower. Who do you bring this to? What happens next? What body do you have to implore to take action?
Well, we can add a fraud claim to any of the states in which litigation has already been filed as soon as we can get the rest of the material together that I'm still in the process of collecting because, frankly, witnesses are coming forth every day that are fed up with the corruption in Dominion and in the states and the counties and the country. So we're intaking information at an amazing level of people who want to stop this and are absolutely fed up with it.
You mentioned
the evidence from the own mouths of the guy who founded the company. I haven't even had a chance to get that out to the public yet. But they admit, the founder of the company admits, he can change a million votes, no problem at all.
The founder of Dominion admitted a long time ago, recently to you. Tell us more, please.
Publicly. I will tweet out the video later and I'll tag you in it.
Please do, at Greg Kelly USA, if you don't mind. That's pretty wild. Oh, by the way, what can you tell us about, you mentioned brief the whistleblower. There is a whistleblower. Remember, whistleblowers who are against President Trump are hailed as heroes and deified. What can you tell us about this individual?
The one who gave us the affidavit?
Yes.
He was a high-ranking military officer. He was very close to Hugo Chavez. And he is just absolutely disgusted with what he's seen and was participating in when he was with Mr. Chavez. He saw how it all worked. He was at meetings where it was fully briefed. And he wants this country to not fall prey to the same corruption and tactics that were used in Venezuela.
And I'm sorry, is he an American military officer or a Venezuelan military officer?
He was a Venezuelan military officer. He lives in this country now.
All right. And you mentioned the CIA today. I heard you during a radio appearance. You want the CIA director fired. It seemed a little bit off topic and off message, but what's the tie-in, if you don't mind?
The tie-in is that there's no way these programs could have been run around the world to affect elections without the CIA. We also have had people disclose to us the whole hammer program that was created for the CIA and scorecard, which is essentially the same thing. It seems like every country has used something like this to do what it wants to do. Supposedly ours was invented to influence foreign elections, but that too could have been turned on this election. It's all part of the same part and parcel of government interference in elections to make choices against the will of the people. And the will of the people in this country was that Donald Trump win in a landslide. If we can get to the bottom of it, and I am determined to do that, I think we'll find he had at least 80 million votes. The only reason the glitches happened in the system was because he had so far many more votes than they had calculated in advance. Their algorithms wouldn't perform the functions they'd originally performed or were set to perform. They couldn't make up the vote count. He had gotten so many hundreds of thousands more than they planned. So that's when they had to stop the counting and come up with a way to backfill the votes or destroy votes for Trump while they fabricated votes for Biden.
Sidney Powell, who is a former federal prosecutor, by the way, spent 10 years working for the federal government. Good luck.
Okay,
and by the way, very quickly, you have evidence. It's coming in fast. There is a reason for not making it public. Correct. I mean, you're going to have a hostile media picking it apart, possibly trying to destroy your case before you can even make it. Is that part of your thinking? Very briefly, if you don't mind.
Well, not really. It's a matter of collecting it in the right form and format to be admissible. And we have witnesses that are scared. We have witnesses that are afraid for their lives, afraid for their family. Back in Venezuela, there are all kinds of concerns. People have been threatened, and it's very serious. We're talking about trillions of dollars of worldwide wealth here that was all corrupt. And every force in the world except 80 million voters, we the people and my little team, seem to be against us.
Well, millions are praying for you and with you. And find her on Twitter. Least we can do. Sidney Powell won at Sidney Powell one, the numeral one. We appreciate it so much. Good luck and please stay safe.
Thank you, Greg. You too.
You just watched TV.
Okay, so folks, I just want to let you know there is a connection between Sidney Powell and the Kennedy assassination. I'm going to get into that. I guess I'm going to go right into the break and tell you about that right now. And, you know, okay, she's a Dallas lawyer. She's a Dallas prosecutor. I live right near Dallas, okay? I know a lot about Dallas. I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I live right here. I ran the lab back in the 80s in Dallas. And so, but back in the 70s, Sidney Powell prosecuted a big drug dealer, big cocaine dealer, okay, and took him to court and won and everything. But, you know, this cocaine dealer was a CIA asset, okay? He was a CIA man. So they wanted to try to protect him the best they could, but Sidney Powell, you know, made sure that the guy was going to do time. And it wasn't shortly after, you know, before they went to jury and everything, that the judge was murdered. And the people who murdered the judge in that case were caught. Okay? And it was the brother of the cocaine dealer and this guy, Harrelson. Now, Harrelson was one of the men, he's a CIA asset as well, he was one of the men, one of the shooters in the Kennedy assassination, okay, this guy Harrelson. So, you know, from grassy knoll they picked up some what they call fragrance or bums or tramps or whatever, and Harrelson was one of them. Well, he already ditched his gun, and you know, the police picked up Harrelson back then during the Kennedy shooting, and of course he was a suspect up for a number of things. But then he's been used ever since by the CIA to do hits, and so he and the brother of this cocaine dealer bumped off the judge in Sidney Powell's case. And of course, the cocaine dealer got a real light sentence because it was a different judge and all, you know, the rest is, but she knew what went on. And wait for it, this Harrelson, you may know his son, wait for it, Woody Harrelson, the famous movie star, Woody Harrelson, is the guy's son. So prove me wrong. You can look it up. Woody Harrelson's dad did time and eventually died in prison, you know, from a felony for murder of a judge. This is Woody Harrelson's dad. And he's also one of the Kennedy shooters. So, again, all this has CIA written all over it. And so when you heard Sidney Powell talking about the CIA, you know, they should have been done yesterday. They should, you know. And so then what we have here is Memorandum 55, 56, and 57, 57 years since the Kennedy shooting. Donald J. Trump initiates the National Security Action Memorandum 57 to make the CIA only in a support role, nothing else, no more regime change, no more, doesn't have its own military, it doesn't have any command over special ops, it doesn't have any other role except for providing data and providing intelligence, that's it. So that's what Kennedy wanted. Shortly after he initiated that Memorandum 57, Kennedy was shot. And because, you know, the rumor is that, you know, he wanted to put the CIA out of business. Well, putting out of the business of what they shouldn't be doing, all they should have, it was originally formed to just gather intelligence. That's it. Not have their own army, not have their own little air force, not have special ops at their fingertips anytime they wanted, not run drugs, not do regime changes all over the world, you know. Clowns in action is what special forces call the CIA. They hated them every time they were ordered to go do some stupid op that was like assassinate a leader or this or that. But that's what the CIA wanted. That's not, that wasn't coming from the president or the Department of Defense. The CIA was, it just became rogue for so many years. But those days are over, and because of National Security Action Memorandum 57 that was put into place Thursday, and today is 57 years since the Kennedy shooting. So Donald Trump is coming full circle. He's fired Defense Secretary Esper. Now he's put in place Christopher Miller, who's the acting Secretary of Defense. And so Special Ops through Ezra Cohen report to them. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.